Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, is extra spooktacular because it was inspired by one of you. Thank you so much to my beloved listener, 8-year-old Oliver from Atlanta, for coming up with today's lurking tale for us. It's one I call The Whispering Woods of Waverly. Waverly was a nice, secure, middle-upper-class New England town. And like so many New England towns, however fancy the houses had become in the neighborhoods over the years, and however twee the shops were, there was always a legend of long ago that lingered. Unsettling, really, when you think about it. Anyway, the town of Waverly was no different. Behind the knickknacks and plush everyday comforts of its citizens, everyone lived in the shadow of the legend of the Whispering Woods. It was said that deep within these woods, which were nestled right up against the edge of the town, lived a creature known as the Shade of Waverly. The Shade was not just a ghost, but a guardian of the woods, protecting its secrets and treasures from the outside world. And the Shade of Waverly wasn't exactly supposed to be just friendly. The young tend to heed legends and warnings less of the time than the old. Older people have lived. They've already witnessed extraordinary things that would have once seemed to defy imagination. The young, well, let's just say they still have a lot to learn. Two adventurous siblings living in Waverly, 12-year-old Sarah and her 10-year-old brother Jake, were about to learn firsthand the value of caution. Sure, they'd heard the tales of the Whispering Woods all their lives, but one crisp autumn day when they were feeling a little bored was all it took. Their curiosity got the better of them, and into the Whispering Woods they wandered. They did take some minor precautions before setting off. Sarah and Jake packed their backpacks with essentials, a flashlight, a map, some snacks, and most importantly, their trusty dog Max came along with them. They set out on their journey, unaware of the adventure and the danger that awaited them. As they entered the woods, they immediately noticed the eerie quiet. The only sounds were the crunching of leaves under their feet and the occasional distant hoot of an owl. The further they went, the thicker the fog became, swirling around them like a living thing. Suddenly, Sarah stopped. "Do you hear that?" she whispered. Jake listened closely. There it was, a faint whispering like voices carried on the wind. They looked at each other, a mix of excitement and fear in their eyes. This was what they had come for, wasn't it? The whispers guided them deeper and deeper into the woods. The trees seemed to lean in closer, their branches twisting into ghostly shapes. Then, out of the fog, a shadowy figure appeared. It was the Shade of Waverly, just as the legends had described. A tall, thin figure draped in a cloak of mist. Sarah and Jake were frozen in place, their hearts racing. The Shade spoke in a voice like rustling leaves.
Why do you enter my woods, children of Waverly?
Sarah, gathering her courage, replied, Well, we wanted to see if the legends were true, to see the guardian of the woods, to see you. The Shade, with its glowing eyes, seemed to pierce through the fog and into their very souls.
Curiosity can be a dangerous thing, it said softly, but it can also lead to great discoveries. Come, follow me.
So Sarah and Jake followed the Shade as it glided through the forest. Max, their dog, stayed close, his ears perked up and his nose twitching. The deeper they went, the more surreal the woods seemed. Trees twisted in impossible shapes, and the air was filled with a sweet yet unfamiliar scent. After what felt like hours of hiking, they came upon an ancient stone circle in the heart of the forest. The stones were covered in moss and etched with symbols. In the center of the circle was a well, its waters dark and still.
This is the Well of Whispers, the Shade intoned. It is the source of all the secrets the woods hold. Drink from it, and you shall see the truth.
Sarah and Jake exchanged nervous glances. Max, their dog, was oddly calm, not a bark to be heard. It was almost as if he was at one with the nature all around. Sarah, always being the braver of the two of them, stepped forward, knelt by the well, and drank. As the water passed over her lips, images flashed before her eyes, visions of the past, the present, and the possible futures. She saw the woods in all their glory, teeming with magical creatures and ancient spirits. But she also saw dark, twisted things lurking in the shadows, waiting for the unwary. Jake, seeing his sister entranced, reached out to stop her, but the Shade held him back.
She must see, she must understand, it whispered.
Finally, Sarah drew back, her eyes wide with wonder and fear. I saw everything, she gasped, the beauty and the horror. The woods are alive, Jake, alive with magic and danger, and all must live in harmony. Jake's heart pounded with a mix of fear and fascination. Well, what do we do now? He asked, looking at the Shade for guidance. The Shade's eyes flickered like candle flames.
The forest needs protectors, it said solemnly. But the path is perilous for protectors, and only those with true courage can walk it.
Sarah nodded resolutely. We'll do it. We'll protect these incredible, complex woods. The Shade led them to a hidden grove then, where an ancient tree towered over everything else, its branches reaching out like gnarled fingers. Beneath the tree lay a small, ornate chest.
Inside this chest lies the heart of the forest, the Shade explained. It must be rekindled with the courage and purity of young hearts. Only then can the darkness be held at bay in this woods.
Sarah and Jake approached the chest, their determination growing. Inside, they found a crystal glowing faintly, its light dim and flickering. They reached out together, their hands hovering over the crystal. As their fingers touched it, the crystal began to glow brighter, pulsating with a warm, inviting light. However, as the light grew, the forest around them began to change. The once peaceful and mysterious woods turned ominous and foreboding. Shadows twisted and writhed around them, and the air filled with the sound of sinister whispers. The Shade's form began to contort, its once gentle demeanor now suddenly menacing.
The forest reveals its true nature to its protectors.
It said, its voice now a haunting echo.
You must face the darkness to keep the light alive. You must give something of yourselves.
Terrifying creatures then emerged from the shadows, their eyes glowing with malevolence. Sarah and Jake stood back to back, facing the encroaching darkness. Max, their dog, was sitting peacefully, almost as if in a trance. The creatures from the woods were like nothing they had ever seen before. Spectral wolves with eyes of fire, shadowy birds with razor-sharp talons, and creeping vines that sought out living things. But with each creature that passed by, the crystal shone brighter, its light pushing back the darkness as Sarah and Jake fed their innocence to the heart of the woods. Finally, as the last of the terrible creatures vanished into the shadows, the forest calmed. The crystal's light now filled the grove, casting a protective glow around them. The shade, now returned to its original form, bowed its head in gratitude.
The woods are safe for now. You have rekindled the heart of the forest by sacrificing your innocence, but its power is only temporary. It must be rekindled every autumn during the changing of the seasons, when night and day are at their most equal. Will you dare to come and face these fearsome beasts, these terrifying truths, each and every year?
Sarah and Jake nodded solemnly. They had made a vow to protect the woods, and they would keep it. They would return every autumn to rekindle the crystal, facing the darkness anew for the greater good. As they walked back through the forest, the whispers followed them home, no longer just guiding them, but thanking them. Sarah and Jake were now part of the legend of the Whispering Woods. They now knew that the woods were not just a place, but a living presence that would haunt them once a year forevermore. And if they shirked their responsibility as protectors and didn't go back, why, the horror lurking in the woods was a stone's throw away from their town of Waverly, always threatening to spill over with scares. Wow, I love this story. I felt like I was right beside Sarah and Jake, having to decide whether to make a personal sacrifice for the greater good. What would you have done in their shoes? Did you know that there are a whole bunch of Go Kid Go shows? Of course there's the R.L. Stein Story Club, and you're a member. There's also a bunch of great new podcasts, like Drac, about a vampire who flies around in a coffin of curiosities. Be sure to check that one out. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find your way to lots of great adventures. I want to say another big thanks to Oliver for inspiring today's terrifying tale. If you have a story idea that you want to share, email me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.